This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Settling in a new city can raise lots of questions. How does the bus service work? Can I join the local library? Where do I go to get advice on renting a home? Over the next half hour, the team from Citizens Advice Bureau bring you all the latest news and information of special interest to new migrants settling in Dunedin. Welcome to Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau.
Kia ora koutou, nō mai anō. Welcome to Citizens Advice Bureau or Te Poti Dunedin Monthly Resettling in Aotearoa Show. Ko e nā hou, I'm the manager here at Citizens Advice Bureau in Dunedin. Our show is for anyone new or resettling here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and navigating life here. But in fact, it actually has useful information advice for anyone. But today, particularly for migrants, and because we're going to, it's part two of the information advice around applying for citizenship that we started last month. And if you missed it, you'll find it on podcast on the ORFM website under our show recently in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau or Te Poti Dunedin. So CABS course. So Citizens Advice Bureau core service, for those of you who don't know, is to help you to know and understand and exercise your rights and know your obligations under the law here in New Zealand. And then the steps you might take to resolve your issues. The other part of our service is to advise and help you to access the services you are entitled to. We like to educate and empower people to have the confidence to take actions themselves, you know, with our guidance. And our help and advice is free. And importantly, we are independent of any government agency, and anything we talk about remains completely confidential. So tonight we're going to look at what happens after you apply for citizenship, the citizenship ceremonies, the time frames, including situations where time frames might differ, how long it's going to take for the whole process, the privileges and responsibilities of having citizenship, and the benefits of becoming a citizen as opposed to staying a permanent resident. Also we here have three options available to help us provide services to clients we have three options available to us provide our service to clients using language support. And that includes, we have CAB volunteers all around the country at other Citizens Advice Bureaus, there's around 80 in New Zealand, that speak English, but they also speak another language, so they can offer our service in your language if they're on shift. It's like a pool of language capacity of all NCAB volunteers, and so we can look that up at any time if you call us or come in and see if there's anyone on shift around the country that speaks your language, and we can connect you with them. We also have a phone, a language assistance service, free telephone interpreting service that is actually provided through Connecting Now on behalf of Immigration New Zealand. And we can just ring that at any time. It's sort of on demand service, but that's just a straight interpreter service. And then there's also, we can book for clients in Dunedin who need an interpreter and have an issue that needs to be dealt with face to face. And we can book a face to face interpreter. But that service needs to be booked well ahead of time, at least a week or two notice. So it's great to be able to have those options to help people in their own language. So carrying on from last month's show, what happens after you apply for citizenship? Well, if you applied by post, the citizenship office will copy and courier your original documents back to you after 4 to 6 weeks. It's actually another advantage of, like we spoke about last week, it was about using RealMe login and doing it online, is that you can log back in and check the progress of your application at any time, which, you know, you just go back to the citizenship, you know, getting started where you first originally logged in, and you just select continue saved application. Log in with your RealMe and you'll be able to see what the status of it is. if there's any problems, regardless of whether you do it online or by post, but if there's any problems with your application, a case officer will contact you. The citizenship office will let you know whether your application has been approved. The time it takes to process an application can differ depending on applicant's individual circumstances and how much of the application they can assess using automated checks. And so that means that some applications are processed faster than others because a case officer does not need to make as many manual checks. Applications that need extra manual checks may take longer. So currently, the oldest applications, the Citizenship Office at the Department of Internal Affairs are starting to assess, were received in mid-July 2023. So that's quite a long time ago. If an application was received after July 2023, they cannot provide any further information on the status of your application. And these timeframes were updated in September 2024. The time taken to process an application in the past is no guarantee of how long it may take in the future. 97% of applicants receive an outcome within 18 months of submitting their application. So it does take a while. 94% of applicants are granted citizenship within 20 months of submitting their application. The Department of Internal Affairs collects data on the status of New Zealand citizenship applications by the date they were received, and you can go and look at that online if you're interested. Give us a ring and we'll let you know where you can find that, but it's on data.govt.nz. In August this year, there were 3,591 applications in various stages of processing. And when you go and look at that information, you see a graph that shows the status of the citizenship by grant, you know, grouped by the month they were received. It's updated, the graph's updated at the first week of every month. And it tells you which, you know, it has information and data on the ones that are approved, the ones that are declined, the ones that have been withdrawn by the applicant, and the ones that are in processing, and then unassigned, which means that it's waiting to be processed by a staff member, and then waiting for a decision, which means it's been all the way through the processing and it's just awaiting the final sign-off. So if your application is declined, they will tell you which requirements you did not meet and what you can do if you want to apply again. You can actually appeal the decision if you want to, but they'll only review a decision if you can prove that the minister was given the wrong advice or not enough information. And you can ask the Citizenship Office for a copy of the report that went to the minister. You can free phone them on 0800 225 1151, or you can email them at citizenship@dia.govt.nz. You also have the right to complain to the Office of the Ombudsman, is the final step, which we have also covered in previous shows. Withdrawals and refunds. If you realise, you know, while your application is being assessed that you do not meet all the requirements for citizenship, you can withdraw your application. If you choose to withdraw, you may get a partial refund of your application fee. If you choose to proceed and your application is declined, you don't get a refund. If you withdraw your application, you can apply again when you meet all of the requirements, and they will, the Citizenship Office will contact you to explain your options. So then there's citizenship ceremonies. Once you've been approved, there'll be a ceremony. So you are not actually a citizen until you've made your oath or your affirmation at a citizenship ceremony. So you must attend a citizenship ceremony within 1 year of being approved for New Zealand citizenship. Children aged under 13 and under don't have to attend one, and you'll get your citizenship certificate at your ceremony. And after the ceremony is when you can apply for a passport. A New Zealand passport. So, like I said, you don't have to go to a ceremony if you're age 13 or under, or if you're already a citizen by descent, which we talked about last month about the different types of citizenship, or if you're intellectually disabled and can't understand the oath or the affirmation. You can still choose to attend the ceremony, though. There are private ceremonies, and they're approved by the Minister of Internal Affairs only in certain situations. And if you think you need to have a private ceremony, you've got to send a request by email or by post, and you have to say why you want a private ceremony and include any evidence to support your reasons. And you can email them at citizenshipceremonies@dia.govt.nz or by post, PO Box 10680, Wellington 6140. And that's the Department of Internal Affairs Citizenship Ceremonies team. So before your ceremony, just to note that they're held by your local council. After your New Zealand citizenship is approved, your ceremony will usually take place within 2 to 4, 5 months. You'll get an invitation about 4 weeks before your ceremony, and it will tell you the date, time, place of it, how many guests you can bring, and statement you will read out, which you would have when you filled in your citizenship application. You get to say which oath you want to read or affirmation, and that's the one they will be telling you, the statement that you'll be reading out. You've got to attend, like I said, you've got to attend within 1 year. And just be really, this is important. If you change your address before you get your invitation, you have to contact the citizenship ceremonies team, or they won't have a clue where you are, and you won't actually be a citizenship because you haven't attended the ceremony. And also, if you plan to travel before your ceremony, etc., or if you're unable to attend the ceremony, you have to actually tell them as well, which may be if you're traveling. When you can, if you do contact the citizenship ceremonies team, make sure you have your full name, your date of birth, and your New Zealand citizenship reference number. And that's you contact them again on that same free phone, 0800 2022, sorry, 0800 225151, or email citizenshipceremonies@dia.govt.nz. So the ceremony takes probably a couple of hours. There might be speeches or performances, and the national anthem is usually played. She'll all sing in Te Reo and English. You will make an oath or affirmation statement to say you are loyal to New Zealand, and you're told what to say on the day. And as I said, you've chosen in your application whether to make an oath of allegiance, which is a religious statement, or an affirmation of allegiance. And you can make your oath or affirmation in English or Te Reo Māori. The oath of allegiance in English is something like, I, my name, swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles III, King of New Zealand. His heirs, da 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 da, and that I faithfully observe the laws of New Zealand and fulfill my duties as a New Zealand citizen, so help me God. And the affirmation, actually, on their website, www.govt.nz, you can listen to the oath being said in Te Reo Māori and in English. So the other way that's non-religious is the affirmation of allegiance, and that's just I and your name affirm that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles III, King of New Zealand, his heirs, wah wah wah, according to law, and that I will faithfully observe the laws of New Zealand and fulfill my duties as a New Zealand citizen. Again, you can listen to these affirmations in Te Reo Māori, and you can also watch an example of a New Zealand citizenship ceremony, same website, www.govt.nz, browse, and then you go to passport citizenship and you'll find it. If you're having trouble find that, give us a call, we'll be able to point you in the right direction. So that you'll receive your citizen, you're sorry, like I said earlier, you'll receive your citizen certificate at the ceremony, and children aged 30 and under will receive theirs without having to attend. If you're a family applying for citizenship together, you can all attend the ceremony and get your citizenship certificates all at the same time. So the privileges and responsibilities of a citizen. So when you become a New Zealand citizen, you have the same privileges as a person who was born here, but you also have the same, you have to remember, you have the same responsibilities. So your privileges mean you're entitled to live in New Zealand indefinitely, travel overseas on a New Zealand passport once you've applied for one and got it. You can vote, you can stand for parliament or for local government. You have full access to education, you have full economic and social rights, and you can represent New Zealand in sports. And your responsibilities. So you must obey and promote the laws of New Zealand. You must not act in any way or in a way that is against the interests of New Zealand. You must register on the electoral roll. So that's the law here. You have to register on the roll. You do not have to vote, but you must enroll to vote. You have to pay tax, and you have to behave as a responsible New Zealander. You might ask if you are already a permanent resident, what are the benefits of becoming a New Zealand citizen? So, because you already have the right to live in New Zealand permanently on a permanent resident visa, then you're already eligible to receive publicly funded healthcare or join the New Zealand Police or the Defence Force. Citizenship, however, is a formal declaration of your bond with the country. So if you become a New Zealand citizen, you will have more rights that are not available to someone who just has New Zealand permanent residency. As a New Zealand citizen, you will have the right to freely enter and live in New Zealand without being subject to New Zealand immigration policies. For example, you can't be deported from New Zealand. It is harder for the government to revoke your citizenship than to revoke a permanent residency visa. You will have the right to pass on New Zealand citizenship to your children if they were born overseas. And you would be entitled to hold a New Zealand passport. And with a New Zealand passport, you'll be entitled to travel to a wide range of countries without needing to get an entry visa. This is why New Zealand passports, real or fake, are so desirable internationally. You'll be entitled to live and work in Australia under the special category visa. If you meet the eligibility criteria for voting, you can stand for parliament or local council. You can be away from New Zealand for longer and still vote. A citizen cannot vote in New Zealand general or local election if they've been away from New Zealand for more than 3 years. A permanent resident cannot vote if they've been away from New Zealand for 12 months or more. Once you've received your citizenship certificate, you can apply for a New Zealand passport. And that's a separate process. While your New Zealand citizenship application is in process, make sure your current passport or travel document is valid. If it is due to expire within the next year, you may need to renew it in case of urgent travel. And this also includes any relevant visas issued by Immigration New Zealand. Don't let them lapse while you're waiting for your citizenship to be confirmed. You may also wonder if you can be a New Zealand citizen and a citizen of another country at the same time. So that's called dual citizenship, and dual citizenship is only possible when both countries allow it. So New Zealand allows you to have dual citizenship, but the other country you want to have citizenship, they may not. So you have to check the other country's regulations regarding dual citizenship. If you want to have dual citizenship with New Zealand and another country, you will need to check, like I said, the other regulations, the other country. You can contact the embassy or high commission of the other country to find out. We actually have a number of articles on our website relating to citizenship, such as how do I become a New Zealand citizen? How long must I have lived in New Zealand before I'm eligible for citizenship, which we went over last year is 5 years. And how do I apply for New Zealand citizenship? How do I become a New Zealand citizen is is pretty, just sort of summarizes everything we've talked about today. You know, how you do it, you know, talks about, there's other ones like who can witness my application for New Zealand citizenship, which we spoke about last week. Yeah, how do I apply? And there's articles about I am already a permanent resident. What are the benefits of becoming a citizen, which we discussed earlier? Can I become a New Zealand citizen? You know, the dual stuff. And also there's articles about, you know, things like, will a driving conviction prevent me from gaining New Zealand citizenship? And a little bit more about the character stuff that we also discussed last month. Yeah, so that good character is important to meet that. Just a reminder that how you can contact CAB here in Dunedin, 471-6166 directly, or you can use the nationwide free phone 0800-367-222. But just remember that may be answered nationwide. That means anyone around the country might open it. If we're really busy here, we'll click over to somewhere else also. What I mean is that, so it'll go to the nearest CAB where the phones are free. You can always ask if you do ring the 0800 number, like from your mobile, if you want to use the 0800 number, you can always ask the CAB that answers, or just check with them where they are in the country. And you can always say, look, can you contact Dunedin CAB for me, please, and get them to call me. And then they'll get us a message and we'll get back to you. You can email us on our website, www.cab.org.nz. On the yellow ribbon, there's about us, or find a cab, and under there there's a link to email us, and there's an online form where you write your message, you know, the nearest cab that you want to answer your question, and then you put in your email address, your phone number and your name, and someone will get back to you. And you can call in at 155 Princess Street. We do strongly suggest, though, that you call at the start of a shift first, like either 10:15 or 1:15, because if someone's already in here and we've got them in the interview room, you might have to wait for a while. So it saves you a trip down and having to wait if we're busy. So just give us a call. 10:15 or 1:15, that's the start of a shift. That gives plenty of time for the shift to see you. And plenty of time to resolve your issues if you're going to come down, so that you don't just come in at the end of the shift when we're about to shut and we won't be able to help you thoroughly. So our hours are Monday to Thursday. We open at 10 and we shut at 4. And on Friday, we open at 10 and shut at 1. Thank you for listening. I hope that's been helpful. Just remember that part one about citizenship applications was last month. So probably a good idea to go back and listen to that first, and then the follow-up one tonight. Thanks. Togo Access Radio for hosting us. We appreciate it. Also, if you have any ideas for topics for our show, we would love to hear from you. You can go to our website along the yellow ribbon. Also, you know, use that find a cab and just put in there what any suggestions you might have, things you want to know about, what your rights are, how you might resolve an issue. You know, we can only talk in broad terms. If there's a topic that you just want to know a little bit more about, please feel free to make suggestions. We can't guarantee we'll do it, but happy to take suggestions. We're also on Facebook, CAB Dunedin, CAB Dunedin, and on Instagram at citizens.advice.dunedin. So please follow us and check out the posts we share about your rights and anything else happening around in the community. It's important. Yeah, noho, ora mai, me mahana, stay warm and well and hopefully dry now. Stopped raining. Mā te wā.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.